Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's move Zardoz here.
Zardoz.
I've just bought a Rode PodMic. It seems the gain has to be pushed to the max. Is that right? I don't know. I'm using a Procaster. So, and as you know, this stream is haunted with technical issues. So thank you for the 100 bits. Thank you for the 100 bits, but it was wasted. It was a waste of a pound. It's Friday.
We made it to Friday. My stream deck doesn't work, but I've got a second camera.
Wow.
It's Friday. I will be taking off the tape of my foot and showing on my second camera. My foot looks quite manky. I took it off today. It looks much worse than it did last week. I put the tape on to try to get rid of verrucas, but I think it's made my foot worse.
Well, maybe it has to get worse before it gets better.
There she is.
I can't see because of this fringe. I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow.
The darkest hour is just before dawn. Where my Black Mario merch came, and it stinks of vinegar. Why do new t-shirts? Why do new t-shirts stink of vinegar?
Well, I think it's to do with the application of the transfer.
Okay. Someone screenshot this and send it to him and say, look, Ian's cool.
Later on tonight, Catherine is going to... I'll be joining in a bit, but it's. I will be enjoying the show. I'm tempted to go and watch it upstairs,
no,
but
you
I won't.
Know. No.
But I will... Catherine will be... We'll find an episode of...
Changing Rooms. And it will be thoroughly gone over by me.
This is... Look, we've got hardly any viewers, and I wonder if it's because I called this Changing Rooms with Catherine Boyle and Ian Lee. Let me change it.
What?
Well, maybe it's not a great title. So let's, because people come, what? It's not Changing Rooms.
No.
Exactly. Well, I tell you what, one day, why don't you come in and do the setup?
Hey, no need to get sniffy with me.
Well, you're being...
Just because you did something wrong.
Did do something wrong. Listen, just because you had a falling out with your family today, don't get sniffy with the boys and girls.
I didn't have a falling out with them.
That's not how you told me.
No, it's just the usual zingers.
Phone in now, Sky.
Okay.
T-L-N-A. We're in audience, everyone. We're in just chatting. We've got search tags. We're good. We're good to go. We're rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann. Shut up! We've got a phone call. Let's take it.
Well, thank goodness for that. Yes. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Hi, Ian. How's it going?
I'm going to cut you off in about 5 seconds.
Oh, my bad. Is it bad quality?
No, it's well, the in terms of what you're saying, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, love the show. First-time caller. Listening ever since you first show on Twitch.
In that case...
Yep, just have a good night. And,
Oh, now I feel bad.
I'm loving wearing the mask, too.
Now I'm feeling bad that I belittled you.
It did start out like a
you sounded like
obvious
a prank.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. First-time caller.
Okay, and, well, then let's start again. What's your name?
My name is Mason. I live in the UK. I watch Random British Dude because of your first raid.
There we go. He's a great guy. He's a great Mason. I would like to extend... Listen, we are living in very strange times, okay? And so I would like to humbly apologise for my overly defensive attitude towards you. Although you didn't say hello to Catherine.
It's fine.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Catherine. You know what? Whatever. As soon as I called, I thought I'd say hi to Catherine first and then... And then I got really shy and social.
I tell you what I'm going to do, Mason. Mason, stay there, right? I'm going to cut you off, and then I'm going to ring you back. I'm going to ring you straight back, and we're going to take this from the top. This call never happened, okay?
All right,
let's goodbye. Go. Here we go. That was, okay, so that call never happened. Oh, we missed a call here. Let me just, hang on, sorry. Before we do anything else, let me just give this, that might have been the wrong thing. Let me just give this a call, because we missed a call. Before we go any further.
Hi guys, hi Catherine.
Hey, Mason, isn't it?
Yes, it's Mason. How do you know?
Recognised your voice from your first call, which went so well.
The first call didn't happen.
We remember.
Exactly. This is the first time we've ever spoken. This is wonderful, Mason. How lovely to speak to you.
How do you know his name then?
Because you said it.
I speak to you too.
Mason, what are you doing? Why are you out and about on a windy Friday night?
I don't know. I have nothing to do. I either sit home all day and do nothing, or go out all day and do nothing.
Could you go out all day? Could you go out half the day and sit at home half the day?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. I didn't think of that, man.
It's a little compromise. That's what we're here for, Mason. We're here to help with life's little issues.
I've already learned some of it, man. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Right.
Anything else you'd like to say?
I don't know. I just randomly called, honestly. I didn't think you were going to answer.
Have you been to the cinema yet?
Oh, I have not. I just walked past it, actually.
Okay.
No.
When was the last time you went?
Oh, 6 months ago.
Yeah, I went for the first time today.
Yeah? How was it?
I saw Tenet. No spoilers from me, right? I didn't enjoy it. I don't think you're meant to enjoy it.
You didn't enjoy it, but you didn't hate it either.
Oh, no. I liked it. And I got it, but I couldn't follow it, and I don't think you're meant to enjoy it.
Right.
But I liked it a lot.
Oh, right, great. I want to watch it. What was it? Is it something to do with Inception or not?
It could be argued it's in the same universe, but it has no connection. Is that not in any way? I hadn't thought of that until you said. I mean, obviously, it's Christopher Nolan wrote and directed it, but it could be. I would argue it could be in the same universe.
Tobias Gribbin in the chat says, "I've seen it twice now. Makes a lot more sense the second time."
We've got to be careful though, because we're getting very close to spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But, well, the first film I want to watch is. You know, I've forgotten what the first one I want to watch is.
Oh, that's disappointing.
There's a new film coming out.
Can't wait for that. Batman.
James Bond.
And Batman.
James Bond, I thought of a few months ago when, you know, the whole, you know.
Well, they postponed it, didn't they?
Last week, wasn't it?
I've not seen the Batman trailer. I saw the Bond trailer today. I also saw a new Wonder Woman 84 trailer today. Hot potatoes! It looks like a great film. It does look a great film, because I enjoyed the first Wonder Woman, although I thought it was too long. But it has to be said, she is the sexiest woman dressing up in gold Wonder Woman outfit I've ever seen. She's the only woman I've seen. That. Yeah, she's you know, and it's great because it's female superhero and female supervillain. All righty.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one, and I also want to see Black Widow when it happens.
There's a trailer for Black Widow. That looks good.
Yeah. All right.
And that was
good,
it.
Good discussion.
Well, thank you, Mason. Listen, get home safely.
Thank you. Yeah, I will. I'm 5 minutes away, man.
All right. Take care.
We look forward to your second call.
Really? Oh, yeah. Thanks, man.
Do it again.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you, Mason. Bye-bye. Yeah, I went to the pictures today. I had a haircut today. I thought they've done a really good job.
They have.
Let's get it up. Hang on. Let's get it up. Let's just see. Let's see.
It looks like you've had it like coloured to make the most of the shape. It's just
haven't
perfect.
Had any colour. Haven't done anything to this.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
How does his head? I can never do the mirror image thing. He's looking up. Is he looking up that way?
He's looking up underneath his brows.
He's looking up that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Dead ringer. It's uncanny.
I've got a dead ringer, actually, but that's by the by. No, I went in, and it's and this is perfect. It's a number six at the sides. I didn't know you could get a number six. And I said, I want to slick it back. And he said, well, if you slick it back, you can't really have that much off. And I went, oh, okay, do what you want. I had a face mask. Turkish Boys. I went to the Turkish Boys. Well, I went to the Turkish Boys because I knew that the hairdressers I normally go to had made a brouhaha on Facebook about how they weren't going to be wearing PPE.
Oh.
They'd made a decision on Facebook.
What, out of principle?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And so I thought, well, I'll go to the Turkish Boys. Give them a try, because I want a slightly different haircut. I'll go to the Turkish Boys. They didn't flame my ears, no. They did give me a face mask. They did trim my nasal hair. If you want to have a little look at that, I'm more than happy.
Use the NOSCAM.
Thank you. Here we go.
Clean as a whistle.
Do you want to blow it?
No. Okay, I think we've seen enough of that now.
There's still some strays.
They might have grown in between times.
I knew that they weren't going to be wearing. By the way, I've had Zardoz painted up here now. This is an actual painting here. So we got rid of the picture, and it's just a painting. So I knew that my normal hairdressers weren't going to be using PPE because they've made a brouhaha about it. So I went to the Turkish Boys and I looked through the window and the PPE, this guy getting his head done, a guy had a PPE on. So I went in and I sat down and the lad said, you can sit here now. I said, do I keep the mask on? I said, I can't keep the mask on, can I? He said, it's up to you. I said, I'll take it off. So lad with a mask put like a throwaway, you know, what do you call it? A body glove. What do you call it?
Gown.
Apron, gown. Then a fella with PPE came over. What are we doing today, sir? I said, well, I want to keep it slick back a bit. I'm liking having a bit of length. I don't want it too short. And I just want to trim here and keep a little bit of length there. He went, okay, right. So should we do a number six at the side? I said, sure, give it a go. So he got his clippers. And then he went, before he switched his clippers on, he got his PPE and he went.
What?
He pulled it up. So this is the barber.
But why though? Why?
I don't know.
Surely
I don't know.
It's his protection too, not only from the COVIDs, but also from the stray whiskers.
Why would it be a cheap deal in a Turkish hairdresser's? It was really expensive. It was 35 quid because I had a face mask and stuff.
But you know what? They've done a lovely job. I was looking at your beard earlier on. And it's
my
like
bird.
Your beard
can sing.
Your beard. And it's like a proper, I mean, it's a.
They've sculpted. I don't like it too sculpted.
It's a lovely job.
It was nice. You did a cutthroat razor. Yeah. Why would it be cheaper with the Turkish Boys? But it had the whole thing off. And then at one point, there was the boy who'd been wearing the mask. I had this face mask on, which smelt lovely. And then as it hardened, it smelt like off cheese.
Oof.
And I had to. And the guy. I really struggle to hear people with masks on. I love it because I can't hear it. I'm like, huh? And so this guy with the kid with the mask
You did the thing? I went,
yep.
Would you do the thing and wash the thing?
I went, yep, sure.
Would you put your face forward so I can wash it?
Oh, in the sink.
In the sink. And he's washing me like this with his bare hands.
Yeah.
Washing it. I think it was partly because of the face mask. I don't know how much the face mask was. I was surprised at 35 quid, if I'm honest.
But they've done you a facial. They've given you a beard trim.
Yeah.
They've done your nostrils. And they've given you, I'm going to say it, a beautiful haircut.
Yeah, it's the best haircut I've had for a long time. It's the haircut I wanted. I think
that's worth 35 quid.
Okay.
Also, they're trying to stay open.
Yeah, I get them a tip of a fiver as well. So it's 40 quid all in all, it's London prices. But, I had the PPE thing. And I'm thinking, do I ask him to pull it down? And I could have done.
Yeah.
And I think he would have done. But I thought...
What, it seemed churlish?
I think I need to, and you are starting to.
Yeah.
I certainly need to loosen my grip on my COVID fear. Not completely surrender, not be stupid. Still washing my hands. When I came out of there, hand gel. When I got a coffee from the place over the road where they serve you through the window when I sat in the car, a little bit of hand gel, boom.
Yeah.
The mask was on when I was going to get the coffee and stuff. But I thought, today I thought, I'm just going to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I went to the cinema to see Tenet. No spoilers. I didn't enjoy it, but that's not in any way a criticism. I don't think you're meant to enjoy it. I liked it a lot.
Would you say it's more of a brain teaser?
It's a very complicated film. And about 40 minutes into it, I thought, I haven't got a clue what's going on. But then I thought, but actually, quite often I've been complaining about films being really dumb. This is obviously not a dumb film. Stick with it. Do not give up. And it was a good film. It was a good film. There was stuff... This isn't a spoiler. I just didn't know. It's kind of timey-wimey based.
Right.
There's a bit of timey-wimey stuff, and I didn't know it was timey-wimey at all. As you know, timey-wimey is my favourite genre. You apparently need to watch Tenet twice. Yeah, and I will, but yeah. There was a moment in it, about an hour into it, I went, oh, okay. And I explained, because you're never going to see it, so I explained
now
to you.
Now you're saying that, I might do it just to defy.
Well, now Ian, how did you feel about Inception?
A big criticism of
Inception is it spends the first 40 minutes explaining the rules of what's happening. Did you feel Tenet was the same? No, Tenet... There's very little explanation with Tenet. Very little explanation. And that's what's great. You've got to work it out yourself. And yes, I get why you'd need to see it a second time. And actually, I picked up really early on, I wonder if these tiny little things that I'm noticing, I wonder if they're in any way significant and basically telling me how the film is going to end. It's not quite like that. But so I didn't enjoy it, but I really liked it. But here's the thing. So I was in the cinema, and for the adverts, I was in the cinema on my own. By the time the film started, there were about 20 people in there, really well spaced out. You're supposed to... What was great, it was an Odeon. As I got there, there's a guy on the door, masked up. Is it the first time back? Said, yes, it is. Said, okay, well, if you don't mind, I'd like to explain the rules to you.
By the way, beautiful way of phrasing it.
Yeah.
First time back.
Yeah.
Like, welcome back.
Yeah, it was great. And he said, we'd like it if you keep your mask on during the film unless you're eating. You can't come out of the film to get refreshments, but you can come out to go to the toilet. And once the film is finished, if you could stay in your seat, and a member of the of staff will come and take you out row by row. I went, brilliant.
Perfect.
Thank you. I went and got a hot dog, and I had some munchies, the actual sweeties, and a bottle of water. Went and had a lovely slash. And then I went and sat in there.
Living the dream, man.
Sat in there, and as before the adverts even started, actually, well, you know there's that thing in the Odeon. Well... He sat down and it's time for the adverts now. But it's not. What he says later on is, well, it's time for the trailers now. And all of these ones are chosen especially for this film, actually. But it was that. But
and who was it?
Oh, no, that's the voice. That's a video that you get in all Odeon cinemas.
Oh, do you?
My boys love quoting it. But before that, it says, OK, we're about to start the adverts now. please switch off your phone. You don't want to disturb anybody. It's one of those.
Yeah.
I started crying.
Yeah, because it's a suggestion that things are back to normal.
I started crying. Do I sound like C-3PO? Because if I do, if I don't, Feisty Whale's getting timed out. Oh, when I was doing that voice, Feisty Whale, you're back. You're back in the room.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
I'm sorry, master. I'm a gay robot. C-3PO's gay, right? And I've not got a problem with well, actually, I do disapprove of gay robots. I think that is, I do actually think that is a program in the problem in the program. Let's not even go into that.
He was certainly camp.
I started crying, and then the advert started, and I was in tears. I was in tears for loads of reasons, right? Loads of reasons. One, just thinking, Jesus, I haven't been in a cinema since February. And I used to go to the cinema a bit with the kids. We'd go and see a film sometimes if we had time before work. And I just thought, God, I'm back. I've got this freedom back. And then I started, part of my reason for going today was a fact-finding mission. And I said to the kids, look, if I think it's safe,
yeah,
next time you're over, we'll go to the cinema. But if I don't think it's safe, I'm going to walk out. And so I was thinking, I can bring the boys to the cinema. And then I'm sobbing. Right, the adverts start and I'm sobbing. And I'm thinking, what have we done to this world? What have we done to this world? Right, and it's human beings that have done it somehow. What have we done to this world that me being allowed to sit in a cinema wearing a mask is a bonus, is a good thing? And then I started worrying about my kids, thinking, Christ, we've effed this world up for my kids. Jesus. And then the
this
adverts.
This is before they put the certificate up and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then the adverts started, right? And I got so upset because I could see the cynicism in the adverts. I could see it, right? Because I've not really watched TV. We'll play some adverts in a minute. Not really watched much TV, so I've not really seen adverts. And it was like in the movie They Live, where Roddy Piper. He's like, everything's normal. Then he puts on these glasses and he can see that behind all the billboards, it says, buy, consume,
right,
obey. Mm-hmm. And it was like I was wearing those glasses and I could see these adverts and it was buy, consume, obey. Because they're all, hang on a minute. I won't do any music because we'll get in trouble. But they're all, we've had a tough time of it recently. It's been hard, hasn't it? Not being able to see Nana. Not being able to hug your friends. Not being able to go to work. But we'll get through it. Buy some beer.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We have got a new sponsor now. This is Harsh, who is an accountant, and I just mentioned him the other day on the stream. I've got this guy Harsh is a new sponsor.
Yep.
He's had two gigs
already. You know why? A lot of people needing to get their finances in order at the moment.
Now, this is what I have done. That's his details there. Okay? Harsh Singh, HF Singh & Co. Limited.
Reads the small print so you don't have to.
Exactly. He's been an accountant for 20 years. He started doing it, like, he works for a big company, and then he started doing, like, the story he told me was about 10 years ago, his dentist said, look, if you do my accounts, I'll do your teeth for free.
Oh, gosh, right.
And he went, yeah, sure, sounds like, yes, old-fashioned, maybe I should make these
so,
a little bit bigger.
So, is what we're saying is that you don't have to pay him actual money, you can barter him in kind.
There we go, there's his details. I couldn't get his thing in a transparent ping, so there it is, right? At HF Singh Co. on Twitter. And so he's got really good teeth, is what I'm trying to say. He's got really, really good teeth. He does, basically, if you've got tax issues, now is the time to get in touch with him. Chartered accountant, chartered tax advisor, specialises in corporate tax, the VATs, the personal tax, the audits, and the accounts. His specialities are income and corporate tax compliance, tax planning, HNWIs, VAT, groups of companies, audit, management reporting, and charity reviews. Send him an email, harsh@hfsingandco.uk. And that email doesn't sound right, but it is. harsh@hfsingandco.uk. New sponsor. We're proud to have him on board. He's a good man. He's terrible at tag, but he's still better than you, Catherine.
He is, because he remembered we had a meeting and I didn't, and I took my kids out to McDonald's instead. We've been in all day. I had to get them out of their pyjamas.
I'm talking about tag, though, when he beat you at tag and you came in the running.
I hate tag. I hate running. I hate doing anything like that. And yet I still turned up.
Poseidon Safety Management are back for their second month. Thank you. Devon and Cornwall, they're the only authorised installer of Raider Vision, which is this really cool kind of, what do you call it? Alarm system.
It's a security system,
doesn't need power, doesn't need the internet. You can set it up in a field if you wanted to. We all know about Zeus the dog, and we'll see some pictures of Zeus later on. All of the staff are SIA licensed. Now, that means nothing to me. So I said, Nick, what the hell does that mean? And he said, that is the industry official license, which means everyone passes a criminal record check and holds a qualification. All of the patrols are GPS tracked. They're getting excited because they know that they could beat Zeus in a fight. All of the patrols are GPS tracked and monitored by their 24-hour control room, who assist members of the public, customers and the patrols in the field, as well as answering calls from Twitch racists and a man who watches this show and calls up the company and says penis. We know who you are. Thank you, Poseidon Safety Management. We'll do a lot more about you guys throughout the week. Gregorian Bigger! The Gregorian!
Now, we've had a number of people suggesting that they might get married just so they can have Gregorian Emerson sort out the divorce for them.
Yes.
Because they are that good. Yeah. They won't create any further drama than necessary. They make sure that the family, when it comes to it, is the most important thing, right? You're still going to be a family long after you're not a couple anymore, and they want to make sure that that is done as smoothly and as gently as possible. Really tough time. They're not going to make it any more dramatic.
So excellent stuff from Richard, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for your ongoing support. And I mean, guys, where would we be without Somers Waste Solutions?
I tell you where we would be, knee deep in rubbish.
Exactly.
The
thank
Somers
you.
Boys,
what she says.
A family business based
James
in Bedfordshire.
And Mark.
But they can sort you out regardless of where you are in the country and regardless of what your waste needs are. So you might be a small shop, you need something, you know, sorting out on a pretty low scale. You might be a massive business. Yep. Have a chat with them. They are your one-stop shop for waste solutions.
Remind us, we'll talk about the Switch and Save deal that they've got going at the moment. And we think they can probably save you money and certainly make your company a whole lot greener. That was it. It was all. There were so many adverts for booze, and I thought, well, that's sad because that's telling. There were so many of these adverts that are about, it's been tough, but we're getting back to normal, and we can help you. We're the Abbey National. It was all that crap.
Yeah.
Coke had an advert, and they really went to town on it. And I gave them a pass because Coke have always gone to town on
the
national adverts.
They've always gone for the heartstrings, haven't they?
I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, right, was obviously the one. So they've been doing this for 55, 60 years. But they had this rapper. I think he's called George the Poet. But he's a poet, not a rapper, excuse me. George the Poet. And he's doing one of these, as human beings, we're used to being together. We're meant to be as one, huddling, touching, holding. But now we are separate. But still, we'll make it. Coke. It was doing that. So I was in tears at being back in the cinema. Turns out I am like Tom Cruise in more ways than one. The one that we're talking about tonight is that I love movies.
Yeah.
It just hit me how shit the last 6 months have been and how we've probably got another couple of years of this. I broke my heart thinking about my poor baby boys. Then just the cynicism in the adverts I found awful. Speaking of cynicism in adverts, have a look at these and let me know what you think. There we go. Honestly, it was really emotional. And the film gave me a headache. Got a really bad headache now. Gave me a headache. But yeah, it was. I mean, it's a great film. Like I said, I don't think I enjoyed it, but I don't think I'm meant to enjoy it. It's great. He's a clever guy, Nolan.
Yeah,
Stephen Nolan. I mean, Stephen Nolan making a movie.
He's my favourite of the Nolans.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I do like Bernie. I had a moment in Tesco's the other day because it was the first time I'd been back in, and I had racked my brains as to how I could avoid going, to be honest. But I needed to get some stuff for my dad's birthday, and I hadn't got it in the kind of big shop that we got delivered. I thought, right, I'm going to have to do this. And I had a day without the children because they'd gone out. And I thought, okay, well, this is the prime time to go and, get back on the old supermarket horse. I went in, and do you know what? I'm glad I did, because it wasn't as bad as I thought. There's no more queuing up outside. I don't know if you might have already done this, but I haven't been shopping for about 3 months.
You were very, very nervous about it.
Yeah, because one of the times I actually went during the sort of, peak time of it, or the start of it, when it was very strange and very new, I kind of had a little bit of a panic attack, didn't I, before I went in. And so just because I was, frightened, I was just frightened. So I managed to avoid it for the past sort of 3 months or so. And I went in yesterday. I had my mask on and everything. And I had my antiviral spray in my bag just in case. And, I was really careful. But I had a little moment seeing that everything was normal. And I thought, I've increasingly felt like that Japanese soldier. Like, I've been staying in and I've been worrying and everyone else is cracking on with it, it turns out. And there was no one queuing up outside. It wasn't the kind of one in, one out policy that there was before. Everyone was wearing masks, which I thought was brilliant. And the shelves were full. I could buy flour.
You got excited because you had...
I had a bit of a moment, because not only could I buy flour, I had a choice of whether I wanted plain or self-raising. I'd kind of tried to get in my head, what would I do if I could only get this, and what if there isn't any, and I'll try the other shop. And it was all there. And I just had that moment of... almost like sort of coming out of the bunker and realizing that life has been going on and no one told you. Of course, it isn't the same, and it won't be the same for a long time, like you said, but it kind of made me realize what I already had come to the conclusion that, because I saw how my youngest was the other day, that I'm maybe holding on too tight.
Yeah, and Jonathan in the chat is going, it's going too far the other way. I would agree. People are being bullied to go back to work. And I think it is going too far the other way. And we can't control that, but we can control how we respond to it. And I now think going to all of this is a risk still. Going to the supermarket, going to the cinema is a risk. But it's a calculated risk.
Yeah.
Would I want to get on a crowded bus? No. No, I wouldn't want to do that. Would I want to work in an office every day? No, I wouldn't want to do that. Luckily, I'm not in a position where I have to do that. Neither of us are. But the calculated risk of going to a cinema, okay, I'm all right. I'm all right with that. And someone mentioned, yes, the one criticism of this film is he has, the noise too loud in the back, and the voices are very...
Right, mumbling.
Well, it's not even mumbling. There's one scene where they're on a boat and they're shouting, but the noise in the back is so loud You can't even hear the shouting.
What is going on with that? Because people are always complaining, aren't they, about, you know, when the BBC does something, they'll say it was mumbling and the lights were too dim. And do they think, has our hearing changed?
No.
Has the system changed?
This is a Nolan thing. This is a Stephen Nolan thing. If you listen to his phone-in show, you can't hear him.
It's a lot of mumbling. And...
Very well. Yeah, it's putting them up on the copies of The Unexplained. There we go. This is a Nolan thing, is doing that. So, but a film, a giant blockbuster where you've got to really concentrate. Someone said, yeah, but is it? It's 2.5 hours long. Did it drag? What the fudge is wrong with you?
What are you going to... You got something better to do at the moment.
You can't... You can't watch a film for 2.5 hours. I'm sorry, MTV generation. That's what they used to call it, didn't they?
Yeah.
I remember when The Crow came out, starring Brandon Lee, and the review was, the scenes are very short. This film is made for the MTV generation because pop videos were cut. But now...
It's the YouTube generation.
It's the YouTube generation, man. Let's go to Robin. Good evening, Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Hiya, Kaz. You all right?
Good, yeah. Thank you, Robin. What have we always got short hair? I like that. It's, your head is like a little flannel, like a face flannel.
This is not going well.
No, this is going great.
Okay.
This is going great. Your head is like a little face flannel where we've had to, for a school project, plant cress seeds. Do you ever plant cress?
On tissue.
Cress and mustard. Mustard and cress. It's like little, you plant it on a flannel or just that, something damp. And then these little shoots will come out, and that's what your hair looks like. And I like it. What I'm saying is, I like it. I respect
Thank
it.
You.
I respect it.
I'm calling actually to talk about my life. I'm not sure that's interesting at all. But just
if it's not, we'll cut you off.
Let's hear it.
Do
Simple.
It.
I'm about to show my manky foot when this call ends. So you know,
I'm about to lose control, and I think
I like it.
So I'm actually at quite resty time. I did a lot of stuff in the past few weeks, quite a lot of writing, dissertation entries for the radio awards, student radio awards, and cover letters for job applications. And I'm at a position to decide whether I'm going to stay in Cardiff or move to London, because my accommodation is about to expire soon. I have no idea which one should I choose. I'm preferring to move to London a little bit because talking with my family and they're saying they've got more opportunities in London in terms of jobs or anything like that. But I just don't know. What do you think?
Well, you're looking for a media job. I think you probably would be better placed in London.
I'm going to put a poll out. Robin, so at the end of this, we will have the definitive answer. And the very fact that you've called in means... You have to accept the decision of the audience, okay? So, should Robin move to London or stay in Cardiff? There we go. Something good about that. London. This is my opinion. It really is absolutely relevant. It's the vote that counts. You've got 5 minutes to vote, guys. I think the idea that London is the centre of media. It's not exactly what you were saying, so it's not Christmas Eve. I think that's quite an old-fashioned idea now. And Cardiff in particular has got amazing media. I know the BBC are based there. That's where they do all the Doctor Who and stuff like that. So they've got big studios there, or certainly big production units there. There's a lot of radio in Cardiff, and there is a real... London isn't where it's at anymore. 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, London was where it's at, but it's not where it's at anymore. I think it would be harder to get a gig in London.
I don't know. You've already been offered a placement at Talk, right?
No, I haven't. I thought they did. No, I wasn't offered any placement for my course because it's just international journalism. If they're doing the UK version of that course, there will be a placement for them for a few days during the Easter break.
Oh, no, I thought that you had a conversation with Talk Radio and they said that they'd give you a placement.
No, I did, but they did not. It didn't work out. I sent an application to quite a few stations, all the big stations you can name.
But it's because you're not white British, that's why. I'll put that out there. How many people of colour did we ever see, or different ethnicities, talk? Yeah. And I'm talking about presenters, producers, tech ops and workies?
Probably more at TalkSport, if I'm honest.
I couldn't comment on TalkSport. I didn't see TalkSport for 2 years since we moved, but it's certainly not on Talk Radio.
No.
I can't think of... I can maybe think of one. I'm kind of thinking of like workies and stuff. I can think of maybe there was one girl.
Yeah.
Who was Asian. But that's it. It's white. It's...
It's tricky.
Here's the thing. As a life experience, move to London. You know, I don't like London anymore. I think London is up its own arse. But as a life experience, go and live in London for 3 years. Definitely. You know, then you can. It's great. Go and live in London and get bored of London. It's expensive. It's dirty. It's rude. And it's obnoxious. But it's London. You know, you hop on a bus and you're in Oxford Street. You can go. You know, there's all this stuff there. But in terms of trying something a little bit different and pursuing a career, I would really suggest Cardiff.
Yeah. The problem is I don't have 3 years. I only have like 6 months left on my visa. So it's just a bit tricky.
I would throw yourself at BBC National in London if I were you. Because you haven't got time. You haven't got time to work your way up.
That's exactly the case. I cried a little bit this afternoon because one of my best friends who lived just in the building next to me, she left today, went back to China. She's in Heathrow, I think, at the moment. Because that's kind of the pressure putting on me at the moment. When my friends are leaving, most of them are leaving, or some of them who are not leaving, luckily got a job or something like that. And I'm still struggling with accommodation. But it's just kind of the mental health thing. It's becoming a problem for my mental health. Because of time differences, the nighttime here is like the very early morning in China. So I can't talk to my parents. They're sleeping. When I have time to talk to them, they're at work. And that's an issue.
Yeah.
Well, the decision's made. You're 66%. That's a third of the vote think you should stay in Cardiff, Robin.
But they have no professional expertise whatsoever.
They absolutely don't. But we did agree that whatever was chosen, you would stick with, Robin. So welcome to Cardiff.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. There we go. You see that? Oh, it's gone. That's that sorted. You're staying in Cardiff. Thank you, everybody. Should we do the foot?
Let's get it over with.
Let's do it. Right. So, I've got verrucas. They're multiplying. Let's just we'll take one more call and then we'll do the thing. Just hello.
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 Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Is this Emma?
Yeah, it is indeed. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm fine, Emma. What can we do for you?
Sorry, my internet was lagging, I think, so I was still listening to you talking about verrucas. I was going to give you a tip. So I was wondering if you've tried the banana and the duct tape method.
Well.
I've not tried the banana. I've heard about the banana. Is that true? Because that's potassium, isn't it? That's basically putting pure. So the method I've heard was twofold. First of all, it was just duct tape because it kind of seals up the foot and the foot thinks there's something wrong. So it pushes the verruca out.
Mm-hmm.
But then I read that better than duct tape is oxide tape. Is that what it is? Oxide.
I don't know, something but I like oxide. The sound of that.
So I've got this. I'm just
going to. Is it iron oxide?
Something. I don't
know. The orange one.
It's white.
Oh, okay.
It's white tape. And I was told that this is better. It's the
zinc
same...
oxide.
What?
Zinc oxide.
Zinc oxide. So this is better because it's got zinc oxide in, whatever that is. But it's the thing. So, but have you tried the banana thing then, Emma?
Yeah, so that's the only thing that's worked. I was doing the, is it bazooka and everything like that?
Yeah, I bought that for the kids before and it takes forever and I'm not convinced it's that thorough.
It's absolute shit. And I had the warty, like the freezing thing as well. But
Wartner, yeah.
The GP said that's shit as well, so... Who knows what to believe?
It's not strong enough. It's just it really takes off like a layer of skin, but you've got to take off quite a few layers. You've got to go quite deep.
Yeah, have you ever watched The Toe Doctor on YouTube?
Oh.
No, but I think we're about to.
It's stunning.
I think we're about to.
There's this one video where he goes really, really deep, and it shows how much you've got to go down to actually get it out.
We're watching that next. But so you did the banana.
Yeah. It takes a long time, though. Well, how, you got to commit to it.
Well, I'm like a week and a half of tape on my foot. And
you've got a couple of months.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I think it's at least 6 weeks.
Because on the thing, I said it said it was like 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Well,
I think that's optimistic.
Emma, on a Facebook post on a local Facebook page. So this is not scientific thing. But so you have banana peel taped to your foot for 6 months?
No, 6 months, 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
And you need to change it every day.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of bananas.
Get making those banana pancakes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Jack Johnson.
No, Monroe.
No,
Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson.
Does he make banana pancakes? Oh, I know why.
Yeah!
Because of Curious George.
No, I don't know who Curious George is. Jack Johnson. Is that why you said it, Emma? Because of Jack Johnson?
No, I didn't, actually.
There's
Jack
a song.
Johnson.
I thought Jack Johnson sang Grant Your Last Request.
But he may have done it. Maybe he sang more than one song, but he sang, "We can make banana pancakes."
Okay.
It's a very famous song about making banana pancakes.
Not that famous.
I'll educate myself.
I wouldn't bother. It's awful. It's not Paolo Nutini. It's not Paolo Nutini.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Who knows? Also, I was pleased to hear your cinema comment because I got an email from Odeon Limitless today saying my subscription had restarted.
Oh, because they paused it all, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. And I still feel a bit uncertain. So it was good hearing what you said anyway.
Here's the thing as well. I was quite prepared if I was on, and I've said this to my boys when I go out with my boys. If I don't like the look of it, I'm getting up and going. I've got no qualms about walking away. I couldn't ask a barber to pull down his PPE for some reason.
But you do it for the boys.
I would certainly do it for the boys. But today, the cinema, it was 15 quid, which I thought was a bit cheeky.
Did you at least get the recliner seats?
They've just redone my cinema and it's all those lovely recliner seats. Oh, I love it. But I was prepared to chuck that 15 quid away if I wasn't. I would have gone and argued a bit. But I feel, you know, it's all a punt, isn't it, really? I feel that this is, for me personally, this is quite a safe gamble going to the cinema.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you've got to weigh up each thing that you're going to do, whether it's worth it or not.
Yeah, and when you stand in the doorway and you see too many people, just know that you can walk away from it. You don't have to join in. I think that you've got to let yourself off.
Yeah, I think you're right. I actually saw TK Maxx the other day. It was heaving, and I decided that's not for me. So,
oh no,
I was off again.
No, because you have to have a proper rifle in TK Maxx. It's not like a relaxed experience anyway, is
we
it?
We are
it's a
getting
glorified boot fur.
We are getting lots of homebrew Veruca tips. And Ian says, when I worked in dermatology, we used liquid nitrogen. Well, that's what a good chiropper. Well, so that's one of the tools chiropers use, and it's so painful. I once had about 30 Verucas, and it was awful.
I think that's what that Wartner is, sort of a watered down.
Well, that's what he
of.
Says then, right? So when I worked in dermatology, we used liquid nitrogen, which Wartner will replicate. You need to apply it until the area proper freezes. It hurts like hell, but it does work. Pair it down with a scalpel, a.k.a. a Stanley knife, and repeat.
No thanks.
Now, if I worked on the radio, I'd have to say, please don't cut your foot with a Stanley knife. I don't. I'm on the internet. Cut your feet with Stanley knives and take pictures and send it to us and we'll show them.
I
want to see them.
You need to get to the subreddit to popping and stuff. That's the best.
Emma, listen, thank you. I'm going to show my foot and then we're going to watch. What's he called? The Toe Doctor?
Yeah, and I'm very invested. So I really hope it clears up for you and I look forward to seeing the progress.
Emma, thank you so much. what a great. Why is she invested in my foot?
Pervert.
Oh, she's one of them.
Yeah, obs. Yeah. Anyway, so let's be having you.
Do you want to?
I don't want to do anything.
Can
I don't
you take
want
it off?
What? I don't want to go anywhere near it.
Take
I'm
it
honest.
Off. Do it gently because it really hurts.
Oh my.
Oh! Hey, baby!
Ugh, look at this. It's like a corpse.
Oh my! That hurts so bad!
Here we go. This is going to be the one. Do you want me to just whip it off?
Just. Do it. Oh!
God, that's disgusting.
Okay.
Is there a smell or am I imagining it? Did you do that?
Ow! Just pull it off. Don't touch the tape that's touched my foot, though, because you'll get warts. Oh!
Disgusting.
Look at that. All right.
Take that.
And party.
Grim. If anyone's having cheese and biscuits at the moment, I'd put them down.
Here, look at the state of that. Skin. That's dry skin. That is the verruca. Verrucae. Now, this looks a whole lot worse than it did. There we go. That's it in focus now, guys.
I can smell like.
This looks a whole. Well, it's had tape on for about 8 days. No, 11 days. This looks a whole lot worse than it did previously. Let's get close up into this.
Oh my god.
That focus.
No, I don't want to see it. Oh my god.
Why won't it focus?
Do you know what you are? Riddled. Look at the Look state at that. Of that.
It's like footage from Mars.
What is happening there? What is happening? I can see. Oh, you can see the little dots where it's the little things are.
Now, then, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to. Here we go. We're in.
That
we're
looks
in.
Really sore. Is it sore?
Yeah, it really hurts. It's really painful. Then what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to soak it.
Yeah.
And then scrub it with emery boards. I bought some emery boards.
Emery
today.
Boards.
Yeah.
Not pumice stone.
Well, yeah, pumice stone, but it's quite sensitive here, so probably emery boards to.
Flipping it.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.